So school time is what that shapes the future of a child. That is when the script for the whole life is written. The rock-hard armor of confidence is built during this time when a child becomes a learner on the path of knowledge. This is a time which determines our risk-taking abilities and decision-taking abilities, you know, for the rest of our lives. So what is new this year, you know, for our students? Well, this year I want to focus upon certain skill set. The first skill set that I want to focus upon is communication skills for each student, because a successful career requires a successful communication skills, no doubt about it, right? Everyone who has ever been counted as a successful person was good at expressing his or her ideas really well. Not only what we say, but how we say makes all the difference in communication skills. Hence, we want to give our students a conducive environment of an exemplary communication skills in the campus. Our students will certainly get to see the benefit of enhanced spoken image this year. Next skill set that I really want to focus upon is making our students technology savvy, technical savvy, because technology is one of the areas which you cannot afford to avoid. Technology is touching upon every areas of our life, whether you talk about healthcare, you talk about education, you talk about entertainment, in e-commerce for that sake. Students of today must be aware of at least the basics, how technology functions, how technology works, right? So this year we would like to deduce some courses around software, programming, coding, and hardware. So the entire world is talking about artificial intelligence, so why not give our students the benefit and an opportunity to learn at least the basic stuff around technology? So then the next area I think is one of the most important areas, and that is called emotional intelligence, EQ. Right? Another skill set the students need to learn today is how to manage emotions in a long run. Right? You might have seen that students are becoming very impatient today. They don't know how to handle their emotions. They don't know how to handle denial or rejection, or in simple words, they don't know how to manage failures. Right? I've heard many incidents where parents are a bit scared of scolding their own child. Actually, they're not scared of a child, they're scared of the consequences. So if we teach children today how to understand the value of life and placing gift of life above all, I think, you know, they'll be able to look at things as they are, right? So they'll be able to manage feelings and emotions a little better. So how are we going to do that? Well, the only way to program our mind is through discipline. So you see, everything under the sun is of great benefit if it stays within the boundaries of discipline. Take an example of science, for example. If electrical current flows within the wires, it is useful for everybody. But what happens when it flows outside? It can cause a destruction to entire humanity. Look at the massive sea. Tsunami only comes when sea gets out of discipline. Same is true with the human life. So the emotional intelligence with the discipline. Next is physical health. Plenty of sports opportunity we already have in our school. Sports opportunity and exercise and yoga, we already have it. So we would like to focus and, you know, maintain that in our school so that students remain, you know, physically fit and healthy. And the last one is mental health. This is another important area, because a very important area for children to learn and get rid of mental illness. What is mental illness? Well, mental illness is anxiety, overthinking, worry, depression, stress. These are some of the examples of mental illness. By learning how to communicate with their own mind, students can remain mentally healthy and strong. So a couple of skills are said to be really want to focus upon this year. One is communication skills, mental health, physical health, emotional intelligence, and technical skills.